Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro orders creation of snitch app to target dissidents. By Christian K. Caruso on October 21, 2025. Socialist dictator of Venezuela Nicolás Maduro on Monday ordered the development of an application so that citizens can report everything you see. Everything you hear, presumably including opinions unacceptable to the regime. To the National Bolivarian Armed Forces, FANB, at any time of day. Maduro issued the order during a meeting event broadcast by VTV, the socialist regime's flagship propaganda channel, on Monday evening. The Venezuelan dictator publicly instructed that the prospective snitch application is built using the infrastructure of VenApp, a regime proprietary social media platform used in the past to hunt dissidents. The VenApp system, 1x10, must proceed immediately alongside the Bolivarian National Armed Forces, together with the communal militia units and the popular bases of integral defense, Maduro said. The term 1x10 refers to a regime transparency initiative widely used during Maduro's sham elections. The National Territorial Defense System must proceed to create an application in the VenApp system so that the people can safely report 24 hours a day everything they see and hear in order to continue gaining peace and tranquility. It's a wonderful idea. We have that tool. We have everything, he continued. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by EVTV, at EVTV Miami. VenApp is a multi-purpose Venezuelan social media platform originally launched by the Maduro regime in 2022 with the stated purpose of allowing Venezuelan citizens to expeditiously file complaints and reports on the country's constantly failing and shortage-plagued basic utilities. Over time, the Maduro regime implemented other features to VenApp, such as a state-managed marketplace and the ability to pay for prepaid phone numbers. In late July 2024, amid a nationwide series of protests against that year's sham presidential election, Maduro ordered VenApp to be expanded with special features that allowed regime sympathizers to anonymously report dissidents and protesters so Venezuelan law enforcement officials can go against them. Venezuelans denounced at the time that VenApp was updated with a report module that allowed users to denounce fascist guerrillas, protests. Following widespread outrage by Venezuelans, VenApp was removed from Google's Play Store and Apple's App Store. The VenApp platform remains freely accessible on a web browser. At press time, an ancillary VenApp Marketplace QR code reader application remains accessible on both Play Store and App Store. Distribution and installation of VenApp on the Android operating system remains easily accessible by means of APK file distribution methods. Maduro's orders come amid rising tensions between the rogue socialist regime and the United States over the ongoing U.S. military drug-fighting efforts in Caribbean international waters, which have so far resulted in several U.S.-bound drug-laden vessels and at least one submarine struck down through precision military strikes. Maduro has repeatedly claimed, without evidence, that the United States' drug-fighting efforts are a pretense to stage an invasion of Venezuela with the goal of ousting him from power and stealing Venezuela's oil and other natural resources. Maduro is actively wanted by U.S. authorities on multiple narco-terrorism charges alongside other members of his top brass and stands accused of being one of the leading figures of the Cartel of the Suns, an international cocaine trafficking operation ran by top members of the ruling United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, and top Venezuelan military officials. The United States has an active $50 million bounty on any information that can lead to Nicolás Maduro's arrest and/or conviction. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.